Since all the riches of this world may be gifts from the devil and earthly kings, I should suspect that I worship the devil if I thank my God for worldly things. William Blake.
Tony Brewer is a poet and audio artist from Bloomington, Indiana. He is executive director of the Spoken Word Stage at the 4th Street Arts Festival and co-producer of the Writers Guild Spoken Word Series. His books include Hot Type Cold Read, Pity for Sale, and Fragile Batteries. Tony has been offering poetry on demand at coffeehouses, museums, cemeteries, churches, bars, and art and music festivals for over a decade, and he is a frequent collaborator with Experimental Music and Field Recording Ensemble, or TET. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Tony, what poems have you brought for us today?
Our Solemn Debris. In the quiet of the evening of the end, with the sidewalks empty and traffic non-existent, one by one, neighbors wheel separate trash and recycling totes to the curb, automatically trained and uniform as their gray and yellow bins. We are keeping it together, 1 foot from the street and at least 4 feet apart, so tomorrow morning, the mechanical arm of the upgraded trucks can grip with assurance and hoist receptacles like whiskey shots, knocking back into a wet brown gob compacted toasts for every human the virus tucks away behind nuclear doors, inwardly thrashing with panic, yet calm enough to save reusables from a landfill fate. Elon Musk is not vegan, but Teslas are. We rounded a turn, and there sat a deer with broken back legs in the middle of the highway, his eyes rolling back in pain and distress. The phone tree goes from me to animal control to sheriff to his brother-in-law, who arrives in a camo truck, grabs a handful of antler, and drags the buck into the ditch. We did not wait around, but there are only two ways this could end: bullet to the head or a slashed jugular, all that morality trailing off into tall grass, a quick, shallow pool gone in a day or two. Hunter gets meat. Highway stays clear. Some believe we live in a computer simulation. Don't tell Bambi. Oh, bury me not. I cannot escape the corn, nor walls for shadow rest. Red skies at night when always, always golden rays. The drivers laugh passing by, defeat in the wind, when we are winning. Fields whisper like cities shout, long nights wherever is home. Men, permanently boys, shrugged into father coats, touch bombs before dropping microcosms too large to hold skin and ink. And corn gets put in everything. The dust explodes. Pick a season that's cruel. Its pleasant memory as landscape shields a strangled sob. The cut leaves growing space repressed humanity needs to live, so one man can enjoy the quality of light upon such stricken ears as heaven conjures its own myth of endlessness shattered by offense. Our origin. Tell me a story, not how your day has been, that you cleaned the cat box, took out the trash after clearing the refrigerator of dead, uneaten food. House spirits care for these details, and the piles of spite it takes to motivate your ass to chore away a Saturday. I want your legends and myths, not the lie-consuming cycle of requiring a ladder to properly tuck away, or the rumor slouching down Maine. Sirens going whoop-whoop through the intersection have it cammed for their protection. Will we be stranded on this rock? Forever? I remember how to make a raft from a movie, and the movie in my head where Dad was there to tell me how, and do it all himself. Where fate got slammed, a pool formed. I filled it with neat colored rocks I found along the riverbank. Not naturally occurring. A plot, some action, and a truth. The eyes glaze over because telling is no substitute for a show. Reduced, in this textual world, to merely unbelievably enthralling. Back into the stars you go, up, up, into the clouds, with ringing ears from the chorus glory. Nothing be foretold, but save us from the random, with singular vision and undeniable breath. leave nothing out, and make it good.
You've been listening to poems by Tony Brewer on The Poet's Weave. This is Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.